Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Nun Tes. We are holding on Daf Nun Ches on the base. We are at Shmuel Rami on Daf. At Shmuel Rami on Daf Nun Ches. Ahmed Bey. So today's shir is sponsored once again by Shaki Klar Li'ilu Nishmas Yenti Bas Avram, by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, by Dr. Avishai Newman L'zeichu Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and L'zeichu Nishmas Sarah Freida Bas Avram Aryeh. And I think that's it, right? Yeah. Okay, so we thank all of our sponsors very much for the sponsorship, and we are holding again at Shmuel Rami. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to talk about various mazalos. We started the conversation already yesterday about the mazalos, and we're going to continue that conversation. We're going to talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilized the mazalos in terms of bringing the mabul, and how certain things that were moved around were never actually corrected, were never put back into place. Then the Gemara is going to have five different explanations where earthquakes come from, four different explanations where thunder comes from. The Gemara is going to talk about how clouds in the morning could be insignificant, or it could be a sign that it's going to rain all day long, and there's a difference, how to tell the difference between the two. The Gemara is going to discuss when we say Osa Maisa Bereshis, when we say Kocho Gvuraso Malei Olam, which things that you see bring about those two brachos. And then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain the etymology of the names of different rivers, of Paras and Chidekel, and where you'd say a bracha when seeing them. Then we're going to have three different explanations of when you say Hatova Hametiv for rain versus when you would be Modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Kol Tipa V'Tipa. So three different explanations of the difference between those two approaches to rain. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss the difference between the bracha of Shechiyanu on the one hand versus Hatova Hametiv on the other hand. That Shechiyanu is when an individual benefits from something, and Atova Meitiv is when it's more than one person that's benefiting from that which has just happened. So says Mar Shmuel Rami, back to the Nimchas Amud Bey. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel asked the following stira from two different psukim. Ksiv, the pasuk in Eov says, Osa Osh Ksil v'chima. So Ksil comes before Chima in terms of the constellations. Uksiv, but the pasuk in Amos says, Osa Kimo Ksil. So Kima comes before Ksil. Ha Ketzad, how are you going to explain it? It must be that they're both equally powerful, but Ksil, it comes earlier in one pasuk because there are certain times of the year where Ksil is more powerful during the summertime, and Kima comes earlier in the other pasuk because during the wintertime the mazel of Kima is more powerful, and therefore, Il Male Chamash al Ksil, if we're not for the strength of the heat that comes to the world during the summertime, when Ksil is sholeit, when Ksil is the dominant mazel, then lo niskayim olam neitzina shel kima, the world would fall apart because of the coldness of kima. Vilma leitzina shel kima, and if not for the coldness of kima, lo niskayim olam mipnei chuma shel ksil, then the world wouldn't be able to stay together because of the heat of ksil. Ugemiri, and we have a kabbalah that the strength of the cold of kima is so great that ilav uktsa da akrava demalach benar dinar. If not for the tail of the akrav, which is the shape of the muzzle of Kima that's in the Dinar River, and that tail is made entirely out of fire, and that weakens the coldness of Kima, then Kol Mandav Tarika Le'akrava, anyone who would be bit by an Akrav Lava Chai would never be able to live because of its coldness. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eov, after he complains about the ways that Hashem runs his world, his Kasher Ma'adonos Kima O Mishchus Ksil Tifat. Do you think you could tie the muzzle of Kima in order that its coldness shouldn't go and destroy the world, or to open up the straps of the muzzle Ksil in order that its heat should go out and weaken the coldness that comes from Kima? My Kima, what's the Lashon of Kima? Amar Shmuel, Kim Meya Kachvi. It's like Kim Meya, it's a Lashon of 100, like 100 stars. Amrila de Kanfi va Amrila de Mebadron. It's a muzzle that's made up of 100 different stars, but there's two different deos, whether they're gathered together or whether these stars are scattered apart, right? We had such a lashon previously when we were discussing Tisha Nirin Kasara, that when nine people look like ten, that sometimes that would count as a million as well. Amila de Mekanfi, Amila de Mevadri. Some say that when nine people are gathered closer together, it looks like ten. Some people say when you scatter them, it looks like ten. My Ash, what is the lashon of Ash, the mazel Ash, Amar of Yehuda, Yuta? It's the mazel, not what the lashon is, but what is it? How can we identify which mazel it is is, yes, the mazel of Yuta. Okay, my Yuta, where's that mazel? Samila, Znav Tlev, Armila, Resha di Igla. Some say that it's the tail of the mazel of Tleh, and some say that it's the head of the mazel of Egel, the mazel of Shor. And it's more mistaver that it's part of the tail of the mazel of Tleh. That Hashem is mochiach Iyov, and he tells him, that are you able to be manig the mazel of Ash, of Yuta, of Ash, together with Kochavim that belong to it that have been lost? Al Machasra. So you see that the mazel of Ash had Kochavim that belong to it that are now missing from it. Umischazia, and the tail of a Tle is Kitarfa Tetarif. Looks like something that's missing from it, and therefore the Ayish is the mazel that looks like it's missing some stars, and therefore it must be the mazel of a son of Tle. The Haida Azla Basra, and the fact that Ash comes after the mazel of Kima, which is part of the mazel of Tle, and it looks like it's chasing after it, the Amrlats, because it's the Ayish is telling Kima, Havili Banai, give me back my stars that used to belong to me, and you've taken away from me. Why, where was stars ever taken away from one mazel given to another? When Hashem wanted to bring the mabul into the world, he took two stars out of Kima, and that's what brought about the mabul. When Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to fill in the holes that were created as a result of that mabul, he took two kochavim from Ayish and closed it back up. So, fact the Gemara, isn't there a simpler solution? Why doesn't Kodesh Baruch Hu just take the two kochavim that he took from Kima and give it right back to Kima? Why does he have to take kochavim from Ayish in order to fill in what was taken from Kima? Says Gemara, Eina bar mismalei michul yaso. It's also not the first time in the Septa we had that phrase, Eina bar mismalei michul yaso. When David HaMelech advised that we should go be mefarnei zeh. So his advisors told him, Eina bar mismalei michul yaso, it's not going to work because there's not enough. You can't fill a pit from its own dirt. So you can't just return the stars. Inami en kategar nasa senegar. Or the other reason is that the same stars that brought about the Mabul cannot be the ones that bring an end to the Mabul. So ask the Gemara, okay, but he's Hashem. He could do whatever. Let him create two more stars. And why does he have to take stars from another mazel? So Inkal Chadash Tachas Hashem. Hashem is done creating stars. He's not going to make new things in the constellations. Amrav Nachman, Asar Kodesh Baruch Hu La'agzirun La, Shenemar Va'ayish Al Baneha Tenachim. But you know, in the end of days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return to Ayish the stars that he had taken from it, because that's what the Pasuk says in Iyov, Va'ayish Al Baneha Tenachim, that ultimately it's going to be with all of its stars. It's going to go back to having all of its children, so to speak. V'al ha-zva'os. The Mishnah had said that on zva'os we say she'kocho g'vraso male olam. So it says, my zva'os, what are zva'os? So I'm Rav Ketina, goha. It means an earthquake. So what makes an earthquake? What happens in the world that creates an earthquake? The Gemara is going to have five opinions. Rav Ketina of Kozel Borch. Rav Ketina was traveling. Kimata pischa debe ovatamya. He got to a certain bal of someone who's doing kishuf with bones of dead bodies. So gnach goha. There was a major earthquake. Amr mayyada ovatamya. He says hi goa mahu. Maybe this bal of knows where earthquakes come from. So ramale kala. So the Ketina. So this bal of called out and he said Ketina. Why do you think that I don't know where an earthquake comes from? Of course I know. When Hashem recalls how the Jewish people are bitzar among the nations of the world, two tears drop into the Yamagadol, and the sound of that makes a major ruckus in the world. You hear the sound all throughout the world, and that is an earthquake. That's where earthquakes come from. Ben Yoyada says he called him Katina because he was trying to mock him. He was saying, yeah, Shimcha Katina, Shimcha Na'alach, because you're really a Katan. So you have that a few times in the Masechta as well. Masan, trades it right there with Daf Chaf, where he embarrassed the woman by removing her scarf. So you have calling the person the name twice to say that Kishmo Kenhu, that the name is representative of what the person is. Some Rav Katina commented, Ova Tamya, this Bal Ov, Kediv who is a liar, umile kedivin, everything he says is a lie. Because if the earthquakes really came because of two of Hashem's tears, then goa mi bayalei. Then the earth should shake twice, but it doesn't because it's two tears. Says Rav Elohi, goa avid vaidlo odilei kiechlo litzi kuli alma basrei. Really, it does shake twice, and that's not really the reason to reject what this fellow was saying. But Rav Katina just needed to put down whatever he said, because otherwise people were going to follow this fellow's ways. Rav Katina didei amar. Rav Katina had his own explanation of where an earthquake comes from. Sofek kapav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with that same sense of tsar over what's happening to Klal Yisrael, but it's not tears, it's that he claps his hands together. Shnemar v'gam ani ake kapi el kapi v'anichosi chamasi, the Pasuk Yechezkel says. Rabbi Nosson Omer, a third possibility, that it's also an expression of Hashem's tsar, but anocha misaneach, it's like Hashem groans. Shnemar v'anichosi chamasi bam v'hinchamti, that Hashem says that after I destroy Yerushalayim, so my anger subsides, and then I feel bad about what I have already done. A person gets angry when he groans. It's as if his anger subsides a little bit. So Kaviyachol by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us a similar type of thing. For Rabbanan Amri, a fourth possibility, Boet Barakia, that earthquakes come because Hashem is kicking in the Rakia. Shenemar, Heidel Kedor Chimiana, Al Kol Yoshei Ha'aretz, that after the Chorban Abayis, Hashem is Mesabel over the Beis HaMikdash, and he kicks in the Rakia, and he cries out on the Yoshei Ha'aretz, just like people who are Dorchei Anavim, who trample on grapes, they scream out to each other, to be Mizaris each other, to encourage each other to work more quickly. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, fifth possibility of where earthquake comes from. Dochek es raglav tachas kisei hakavod, that he pushes his feet underneath the kisei hakavod, and because he's pushing his feet under the kisei hakavod, that gets to the land, and that cracks the land. That's what creates the earthquake. Shemar koramar Hashem Hashemayim kisei va'aretz hadom raglei, because the aretz is Hashem's footstool. So when Hashem is moving his feet on the footstool, so the Aretz feels it, and that's why we're going to have an earthquake. The Aruch points out that none of this should be understood kipshuto, in case that wasn't obvious to us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo was sopik as kapov, or is nenach, or nivat, or dochek as ragel. No, it means, says the Aruch, that he has a malach to be sopik kapov, or he has a malach that it's appointed to be nenach, or to do all these things. In Shuvos HaGaonim, they say that when it says sopik as kapov, it means he's borei kemin shtei kapayim berakia, he creates two hands, and then those hands clap each other. But you can't describe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo has any sort of form, that he has any sort of physical. It means that he creates these things that then do these, that then carry out these sounds in order to create these earthquakes, or whatever that means. V'ala ra'amim. Then we said, ala ra'amim, person should say, shekocho gvuraso malei olam. That's the bracha on ra'amim. Tosa Rush points out that in Yerushalmi says that ra'amim and ruchos of rakim are not like all of the other things that we have in this parak, meaning everything we have in this parak, you see, once every 30 days, you say a bracha. You see, more frequently than that, you don't say a bracha. But when it comes to, to thunder and lightning and things of that nature, we're going to see that according to Rabbi Yossi, if the clouds disperse and then they come back again, you'll say a new bracha. And if they don't disperse, you don't say a new bracha. So the Shin Gretzes quotes from the Rush that the reason for the difference is, I mean, you can say the bracha twice in one day, theoretically, that the reason for the difference is that ra'amim and brakim and ruach that you said the bracha on yesterday, it's not the same ra'am of baruch ruach. It's a different wind, it's a different thunder, it's a different lightning, it's a different everything. Whereas when you see a yamagadol, it's the same yamagadol. You see it 30 days apart from each other. That's why there are different halachas. So my ra'amim, what are ra'amim that the Mishnah is talking about? Amar Shmuel, anani begalgala, that it's the sound of thunder is made from the clouds rubbing against each other. Shnemar kol ram chavagalgal yiruvrakim tevel rugs of atira sha'aret. So the call of the ramim is from the galgal, from the rubbing against of the clouds to each other. Rabbanan Amri, a second possibility. Anoni d'shavchi mayla hadadi. It's when the clouds are emptying water into each other. Shnemar kol tito amon mayim bashamayim. Third possibility. Ravachav Yaakov Amar barkat kifa debarik va'anana. It's a strong like lightning that happens inside the clouds. Umit Mitbar Gzizi Debarda, and it breaks large pieces of ice in the clouds. Ravashi Yamar, fourth possibility, Anani Chalchuli Mechalchuli, the Anonim are actually, the clouds are somewhat hollow, Va'asiziko Menasheva Pumayu. It's like when you blow on the top of a glass and it makes a noise, so you have this hollowness, so you're blowing into the hollow clouds, V'dami Kizik Al Pum Dani. So it's like a wind blowing at the edge of a jug. Umistavra Karavacha Bar Yaakov, and it's most mistavra like the third of the four shitos, that it was that it's a lightning that's breaking apart ice in the clouds. Why is it mistavra that way? Debarik Barka, because first you see lightning, Manami Anani, and then you hear the thunder, Vasimitra, and then it rains. So it must be that's what's going on. The Marsha says that since you see that the rain only comes after the lightning and the thunder, so it must be that that's what's going on, that the lightning is breaking down the cloud, which is then causing the rain to come. The Imre Noam points out that the reason that the Brakim and the Ra'amim do not come mamish simultaneously is because the Koach HaRi'iyah is Gadol Yoser from the Chush HaShmiyah, meaning the speed of sight is greater than the speed of sound. So we're able to perceive that which we see much more quickly, even though it is happening simultaneously. We only perceive the lightning before the thunder. Okay, v'yala ruchos, and the ruchos say shekochog v'rasam v'alei alam. My ruchos, amar abayi zafa. It's a real ruach. It's a ruach that comes with a force. V'amar abayi gemiri d'zafa b'lai l'lo havi. That doesn't happen at night. V'kachazin d'havi, what do you mean? It happens at night all the time. Ha'udas chuli b'yamam. That's only if it started during the daytime. V'amar abayi gemiri d'zafa tarti shoy lo kai. You won't have a za'af, that kind of ruach, for 2 hours. The kai mashnem lo sokum pa mayim sara. But it does happen. No, it has to take a break at some point in the middle. My brakim, brakim means lightning. It means a single bolt of lightning. If you have a single bolt of lightning, or a white bolt of lightning, or a green bolt of lightning, or clouds that come up on the western side of the sky and come toward the southern side of the sky, you have two clouds that each one goes toward the other one. Those are all bad signs. That is not a bracha. So the Mainafkamina, why is it important to know this? To know that you should daven when such things happen, because it's not a good sign of what's going on in the world. That's only at night. But you don't have to worry about any of that during the daytime. That whenever you see clouds in the morning, it's no big deal. That all of your goodness is nothing. It's like Anan Boker, just like Anan Boker is nothing. I mean, that's what the pasuk is trying to say, express in Hosea when he uses the expression of Anan Boker as a muscle for what your chesed is. It's a way of putting down chastachem. It's saying your chastachem is as meaningless as Anan Boker. So asking Marbeler Papala Bayi Harmony Inchi Kad Miftach Bebe Mitra Bar Chamra Moch Sakech Vegani. But don't we know that when a guy opens the door in the morning and he's a donkey driver who goes around selling things and he sees that it's raining in the morning, that it's cloudy in the morning, he just packs up his stuff and goes right back to sleep because he knows it's going to rain all day, he's not going to get anywhere anyway. So how could you say Anan Boker is meaningless? Don't you see that it is an indication of what the whole day is going to be like? Lo kasha. Hadukata biva, hadukata ba'anani. When people say that rain in the morning shows that it's going to rain all day, that's only when it's a thick cloud in the morning. But when it's when Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that it has no mamashos, that's when it's a weaker kind of cloud. Amar Rabbi Alexander, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lo nivru ra'amim el lifshot hakamim shebalev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the ra'amim just to shake us up, to make us want to do tshuva. Shenemar v'alkim asa sheyiru milfanav. V'amar Alexander, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, haro'es hakeshes ba'anav. A person sees a rainbow in the cloud, so sheyipal alpanav, he should fall on his face, because the keshes is like the marakvot Hashem. It's like encountering the Shechina. Shnemar kemari akeshes asheyeh ba'anan. Just like you see a keshes on a rainy day, the pasuk continues, kein mara hanoge savavu mara dumus kvod Hashem. And therefore, ve'er pal alpanai, that it's like you're encountering the Shechina. So light yala b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, they were very upset about this formulation of Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, that seeing a rainbow is like encountering the Shechina. Mishum demechsi keman tesagad l'kashta, because then you should bow, then it looks like you're bowing to a rainbow. No, you say bracha when you see a rainbow because it's an impressive thing to see, but you don't bow to a rainbow. My mevarich, what bracha do you say? Baruch zocher bris. That Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers the bris that he made with mankind after the Mabul. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is trustworthy to keep that promise that he's not going to destroy the world again. We say both formulations. Baruch zocher bris. We then said that when you see harim and gvaos and yamim and aharos and midbaros, you say also my sabreishes. So atu kolhani damer nadat ad hashta love my sabreishes anew. And everything we've been talking about until now, the comets and the thunder and the lightning and all that stuff is not my sabreishes. Vahaksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say barakum lematar asa? Some rabbi kroch v'tani. You shouldn't divide the two parts of the Mishnah. It's all together. On all of these things, you say one of these two brachos, either kochog v'rasam aliyalam, or osamai sabreishes. You have the option by any one of these things. They all reflect the koach and gvura of Hashem, and they're also all my sabreishes. Rava Amar Rava says different. No. Hasam, everything we had up until now, the zikin, the zvaos, the ra'amim, the ruchos, the brakim, mivarech tarti. You can say tarti. So what does tarti mean? The rif and tosos, the ra'ah, the ritva say it means one of the two brachos. The Rashba says no, it means both brachos. Baruch shekocham aliyalam and ve'osam ha'isabreshes. Hacha, osam ha'isabreshes, ika, shekocham grasam aliyalam. Leka, when it comes to harim, gvaos, and yamim, and things like that, it's not shekochu gvurasa malayolam, because it's just in that location. It's not malayolam, it's not all over the whole world. But it's maisa bereshis. So the bracha would be, osa maisa bereshis. Amrim Shimon Levi, haror rukia b'tarasa. If a person sees a pristine blue sky, omer baruch osa maisa bereshis. So you're seeing the sky the way it was created before Hashem put clouds in it, that's an osa maisa bereshis. E masai, when do you see it perfectly clear? Amrim abai, kiyasa mitra kulu leili. If it's been raining all night, but safra asa is done, and then a wind came in the morning and blew away the clouds, and that revealed the shemayim. That's when it's in its pure, pristine state. Apparently, it has to be not just that you see a blue sky, but that you see the sky's blueness be revealed, that it's been raining all night, so the blueness wasn't evident, and now it's evident because the winds blew away all of those clouds. Upligi to Rav from Bar Papa, and Rav Shimon Levi and Abaye are in disagreement with Rav from Bar Papa, Amrav Chista. From the time of the Chorban Abayis, we never had a clear sky. That the sky is sort of in sackcloth. It's never going to be. It's not clear and blue until we have a Beis Hamikdash. Tan Rabbanan, Haroa Chama B'Tkufasa. If a person sees the sun in the very same position it was during Sheish Simei Bereishis, Levana B'Gvurasa, or the moon in the place it was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first put it in the Rukia, V'Kochav or the moving constellations in the place where they were at the beginning of the Bria, Umazalos Kesidron, Omer Baruchos Avreshes. If you see any of the constellations, the stars, the sun, the moon, where they were when Hashem created them, there's a Baruch of Osam Meis Avreshes. Ve'emas Havi, and when is that? Amar Rabbi, Koles and V'tam Nishnin, every 28 years. V'hadar Machsar, and then it goes back. V'nafla Tekufas Nisan B'Shabtai Ba'orta Tepas Nagi Arba. It's at the beginning of Tekufas Nisan, at the beginning of the night, after a Tuesday, which is when Wednesday starts, meaning the night after Tuesday is halachically Wednesday, so the first hour of the Wednesday night is called Shabtai, and someone who sees the sun the next morning says a bracha when he sees the sun the next morning, and that's the famous Bircha Sachama that we do every 28 years. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroa Yam, that a person sees Yama Gadol, he says Shasas Yama Gadol, but we said only if you see it every once in a while. So Lefrakim at Kama, what do you mean every once in a while? How once in a while? Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ad Shloshim Yom. 30 days, like we said before. V'amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Haroa, Pras HaGishra de Bavel. If a person sees the Paras River, but from the perspective of the Gishra de Bavel, Omer Baruch Hashem Reishis. So he's seeing it in the way it was at the time of creation. It hasn't been altered, it hasn't been changed, and therefore he can say also Reishis. V'inah de Shanyu Parsai, but now that the Parsayim have rerouted the river, Mi Beish Shvaru le'el, then you can only say also Ma'aser Bereishis from Beis Shvar and further upstream, because further downstream it's already been rerouted and you're not seeing it as it was in Ma'aser Bereishis. Rav Yosef Amar mi'i dekira le'el, from place called I dekira and upstream, only there is it untouched. Va'amar Rami Bar Abba Haroa Diglas Agishra Dishavistina. If a person sees the Chidekel River in a place called Gishra Dishavistina, Amar Baruch Hashem Reishis, he's seeing it in its original state, and he can say Baruch Hashem Reishis. So my Chidekel, what is the etymology of the word Chidekel? Amar Vashi Shemem of Chadin Vekalin. Its waters have a very good taste, and they're very good for the body. My Pras, why Pras? Where does that word come from? Shemem of Parin Veravin. It doesn't need rainwater to support it. The water just itself supports itself. It just keeps on being more plentiful. The reason the people in Mechuzah, which was Rava's hometown, are very sharp is Mishum Deshasu Maya de Diglas, is because they drink the water from the Diglas. And the reason that they're red is Mishum Demesham Shibi Yamamu, because they have Tashar Shamita during the day, and therefore they're red like the Admimus Hayom, the sun is red. And the reason that their eyes are always jittery is Mishum Dedairu Bibay Safal, because they live in dark houses that don't have windows, so their eyes are always darting from one place to the other to try to chop a little bit of light to be able to see. Ala Geshamim, then we said when you see rain, you say Baruch Atov Ametiv. So Al Geshamim Atov Ametiv Mvarach Vam Rabbi Yavo Amrila Masnisotana. But we learned in the Braisa, not Atov Ametiv on rain, but Meimus Ami Baruch Al Geshamim. That you say a bracha on rain when it's like the chasm going out to greet the kala, meaning when it rains into a puddle and it jumps up a little bit, the water from the puddle jumps up, it's like the chasm going out to greet the kala. So, and mayim mevarchin, and what is the bracha that one says? So it doesn't say atov ametiv, I'm Rav Yehuda. What you say is as follows: al kol tipa utipa sharadta lanu. We thank Hashem for each and every tipa that He brought down. Rabbi Yochum Asayim Bahachi ilufinu malashir kayam v'chulei, that if and then we continue meaning the whole Nishmas Nusach ad tishtachave, until you say v'chol kamal lefenachas tishtachave baruch atah Hashem rov ha'odos. That's the bracha that a person is supposed to say on rain, not just a bracha of hatova ametiv. Sif Seicham just points out the lashon of kol tipa v'tipa is based on the Gemara in the Iyov Agadata in the beginning of the first, in the end of the first parak of Masechet Basra, where the Gemara says that Iyov says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you made a mistake and you thought Iyov was Oyev, you confused the letter Yud and the Vav. Baruch Hu says, are you kidding me? Meaning, I'm not mechalik between tipa and tipa. When it rains, when it pours, every tipa has its own way of going, its own path that I've determined, and I never confuse one tipa for another tipa. So that's how I'll call tipa v'tipa, because we're saying that there's hashkacha on every tipa of rain that comes down. So says Gemara, but this ending of the bracha is strange. We'll get back to the kasha that we're asking about what the right bracha is, but first we get caught up in that we say Baruch Atah Hashem Rova Odos. Rova Odos, V'lo Kala Odos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu only deserves most of our thanks, not Kala Odos. So Rava Ema Hakel HaHoda'os. No, it should say Hakel HaHoda'os. Marsha says, well, why don't we just correct it the way we want it? Meaning we're asking, why is it Rova Odos and not Kol HaHoda'os? So the answer should have been, all right, Kol HaHoda'os. But no, we say Hakel HaHoda'os. So Marsha says, when you say the beginning of the bracha, Modu Menachach Al Kol Tipa Tipa, that includes Kol HaHoda'os, because even Al Kol Tipa Tipa, so certainly everything else. But that would have implied that you're only supposed to be Mevarich when you get an abundance of bracha, to the point that you have to be Mevarich over Kol HaHoda'os. But I would think that you don't have to be Mevarich on bracha when you're not getting Kol HaHoda'os, when you're not getting everything. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, don't say Kol HaHoda'os, say Rov HaHoda'os, to say that even when you're not getting everything, you should be Mevarich. But in order that it shouldn't look like you're being Chozer from what you said at the beginning of the bracha, and you're not being Mevarich on everything, so that's why we say Kel HaHoda'os, in order to balance these two things. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Neminu L'Tzarvayu, Rov HaHoda'os, Va'Kel HaHoda'os. So we say both, we include all of it it. That's Rav Papa in general throughout Shas. Whenever we have a machlokas about what you say, this one or that one, Rav Papa says, yeah, both. You say them both. That's what Rav Yashav writes in his Ha'aros. I forgot on which Masechta. I think on Brachos. Rav Yashav writes, that's why Rav Papa's sons are all the big Talmid Chacham that we mention at the end when we make a Siyam on a Masechta. Because what does a person have to do in order to be Zocha to 10 sons like that, that are all Talmid Chacham, that are all B'nai Torah? So you think it's to be a great Talmud Chacham yourself. Says Rav Yashav, no, it's to be Mechabe Talmid Chacham. When Rav Papa sees a machlokas between this one and that one, he says, ah, they're both so great. Let's incorporate both of them. That he wants to be Mechabe Talmid Chacham. That's what the children pick up on. That when the parents are Mechabe Talmid Chacham, that's what the children will have their own sense of Kavanat Torah. So anyway, but back to our kasha, Vela Kasha. But we had a stira. What is it when it rains? Do you say Atova Meitiv? Or do you say like the whole Nishmas Nusach? So lo kasha. Hada Shama Mishma. Hada Chazam Mechsi. Now when it says you say Atova Meitiv, that's if they tell you the next morning that it rained last night, but you didn't actually see it. But we say Modem Anach Lucha, that's when you saw the rain yourself. So the Shama Mishma, it says Gemara, how could you say that the Mishnah is talking about where you just heard about the rain? Hainu besoros tovos. So that's the same as besoros tovos. Then utnano besoros tovos. Amar baruch atov ametiv. But in besoros tovos, we already learned you say atov ametiv. So why would the Mishnah have to then specify this particular type of besoros tova that you say atov ametiv? We already know that's the halacha that you say on besoros tovos atov ametiv. Eli idi v'idi dechazi mechzi. No, they're both talking about where you saw it yourself. V'lo kasha, and it's not a kasha when Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan says that you say the whole modem anachnu l'cha with the nishmas is da'asa porta, it came a little bit, and ha da'asa tuva, and when the Mishnah says that it's atava meitiv is when it rained a lot, v'iba yusema hava ha da'asa tuva, or a third possibility, they both when it rained a lot, v'lo kasha hadi isle aro, when it says you say atava meitiv, that's if you have land, so the rain was actually very beneficial for you, hadalesle aro, when Rav Yehuda and Rav Yochanan said that you say the modem anachnu l'cha, that's when you don't have karka. Wait, just because I have land, so therefore I'm going to benefit from the rain, that gets hatova ametiv? Vatanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us? Bana bayis chadash, v'kana kelim chadashim. If a person builds a brand new house, a person buys brand new kelim, Omer baruch shechiyanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, the appropriate bracha is shechiyanu, shelo v'shalacherim omer hatova ametiv. You only say hatova ametiv if it's not just you, if it's multiple people that are going to benefit from it. So if you have karka, you should say shechiyanu. You shouldn't be saying Atova Meitiv on the rain. It's yours. So Lokasha Hadis Le Shutfus. When we say that you say Atova Meitiv when it rains, it means that it's not only your karka. You have Shutfus in that karka. V'hadles Le Shutfus. When you build a Bayis Chadash and you say Shechianu, that's you buy Kelim Chadash. You say Shechianu. That's when it's all yours. V'atanya, and that's what the Brisa tells us. The Ketzur Shal Davar Al Shalom Hu Omer Baruch Shechem Kimanu Al Shalom Al Shal Chaveru Omer Baruch Atova Meitiv. Then when it's all yours, then it's Shechianu Kimanu. When it's Shalom, when it's other people's as well, that many people are going to benefit from it, then it's Hatova Meitiv. That is the cloud. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about buying a car, for example. A person buys a brand new car, what bracha do you make? So Rav Moshe says, if it's a family car, then it's Hatova Meitiv. The whole family is going to benefit from it. If it's a little sports car that can't even fit any other people in it besides for you, so then it's Shechianu, because only you're going to benefit from it. Other people are not going to benefit from it. So when I got engaged, I called Rav Shechter and I asked him, what bracha my wife should make on the engagement ring, or if there should be a bracha. So he said, I said, should she say a shachianu? So he said, no, hatova meitiv. You're just as happy to give it to her as she is to receive it, so therefore multiple people are benefiting from it, and therefore the appropriate bracha would be hatova meitiv. I later found that Rav Moshe writes that way in a tshuva as well. Tosos and the Rush right over here that it's dafka begadim chashuvim, they say a shachianu, just like a bayis chadash is something that's a very chashuv a purchase. But kelim that are not chashuv, you buy a new pair of socks or something, in the Ramah writes even a new pair of shoes, you don't say a Shechianu. The Rosh himself says that it depends on who the person is. Some people get excited over a new pair of socks if that's if they're very poor and they can all their socks have holes in them and they never, so then if it's an exciting purchase for the person, it really depends. Some people buy a new suit and it's a very expensive suit, but they buy suits so frequently that it's not exciting, so then it wouldn't be a Shechianu. It has to be that it's the bracha is more about the feeling than about the particular item that the person is buying. Tosus and the Rashba quote a Yerushalmi that it doesn't mean that only if you buy kelim chadashim you say shechianu. it could be used kelim also. It's just chadoshim lo, that if it's new to you, you would say a shachianu. The Rashba quotes from the Ravid that it says kelim chadoshim. Tell me that if these kelim were yours and you sold them and you buy them back, then you would not say a shachianu. The Rashba also says that you should say this bracha at the time that you buy it or build the house, or meaning not at the, even if you haven't yet used it, because the bracha is not on the usage, it's on the simcha of the purchase, it's on the simcha of having it, similar to we're about to see the bracha on the birth of a child, right? When when you say a bracha on the birth of a child, it's not on the fact that the child is there, because then you can say the bracha 15 years later, 20 years later, 30 years, you're always happy to have the child, but it's on the event of the birth, it's on the moment that it's happening, it's that simcha that comes from that moment that it's happening. The Ra'a, the Shitum Kvetz's quote that some say not to say Shechiyon until you actually use it, but Pashtus is what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Siman Reish Chaf Gimel is what the other Rishonim say, that even before you use it, you can already say this bracha, because it's on the event of acquiring it that brings about that level of simcha. So says Gemara V'kal Hecha D'lesa Yachrina Ba'day, when there aren't others with you, Lom V'rech Hatov HaMeitiv, do you not say Hatov HaMeitiv? V'atanya Amru Le Yol D'Ishto Zachar, if they inform someone your wife just had a baby boy, Omer Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv, you should say Hatov HaMeitiv, even though he's the only one benefiting from it, meaning the Gemara is assuming that his wife is not mitzvah pruravu, and she has no mitzvah of mila and lalanda Torah, so she doesn't care if it's a boy or a girl, she has no more mitzvahs, meaning why would a person be happy? A person would only be happy because there are mitzvahs opportunities. So if she has no more mitzvahs with a boy than a girl, and he does, so for him it's good to, better to have a boy than to have a girl. For her it doesn't make a difference, it's all the same mitzvahs anyway. So the Gemara says, no, she has some extra benefit of a boy over a girl as well. She's also more happy to have a zachar. Why is she more happy to have a zachar? So that's an interesting discussion in the Achronim with Nafkamina's Lameisa, in terms of, do we still say this? Do we still say that there's going to be a different bracha, that it's Hatova Meitiv when a boy is born, and the Shechianu when a girl is born? Just as the Rashba writes that even if they already have many sons, you still say Hatova Meitiv. And Mishra Berurah says, from the poskim, it sounds like even if you have many sons and you were dying for a girl, you wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvah Pruravu, again, from the mitzvah, you're interested in the mitzvah Pruravu, so you want to have a girl. So and then a girl is born, still you don't say Hatova Meitiv. It sounds Mistimas poskim, he says. And he says, maybe the reason is because the wife is not Mitzvah Pruravu, and therefore, even though, yes, for the man it's more exciting, but it's still only one person, because the wife is not Mitzvah Pruravu, she may prefer to have Zecharim. But nevertheless, Bir Alacha writes, he's not sure if a person has only sons, and he very much wants a daughter, and then another son is born, maybe not Hatova Meitiv in that situation, because maybe it's not Hatov for him, maybe it's better for him, that maybe it's only better for his wife, and not better for him, maybe for him, he would it should be a Shechianu. So this is an interesting, I mean, we do still say this bracha, a lot of times people don't realize, you're not supposed to say this bracha in the delivery room, because the delivery room is a mess, you have to wait till, you're not allowed to say in front of bodily fluids and all these, so you have to wait till things get cleaned up a little bit before you say the bracha. But this is a bracha that should be said soon after the birth of a child. The Bir Alacha, like we mentioned, says Ladina Yesh La'ayin. If a person very much wants a daughter, that maybe he should maybe he should not be saying Atova Meitiv if another son is born. Mishaburu quotes the Chubas HaRashba that when it comes to the Shechianu and Yerusha, you can say Shechianu even though you would have much preferred if your father didn't die and you didn't receive the Yerusha, because the bracha is not taloi on a sense of simcha, but on a toelas, on a practical benefit that a person got from it, even though there is sarva anacha associated with it. So it's a little bit of a kasha. Kal v'chomer over here, the latest haben is something that's misameach, and it's only mitzdayer because he wasn't zocha to a bas, but he's still happy about having a son. So how can the Mishmur even entertain the possibility that you would not say hatova ametiv? But maybe that's the suffix. Is the bracha about the toelas, like the bracha on Yerusha, or is the ikar bracha on the simcha? And if you're not feeling that sense of simcha, then it wouldn't be. Rav Shaptah quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that he thinks nowadays when a person has a daughter, they should say Atova Meitiv. That he says this whole thing about saying Atova Meitiv on a son as opposed to a daughter has nothing to do with, there's no boys better than girls or whatever. It has nothing to do with. What it has to do with is it used to be that a man would be able to marry multiple wives. So if you have a son, you now have unlimited potential for grandchildren, because he can marry 10 wives and they can each produce 10 children. That's 100 grandchildren. You have a daughter, she can only be married to one person, so there's a limit on how many children she can. There are people that push that limit, but there's a limit on how many children she's able to have. So, but nowadays, once we have Chaim Torben Gershom, where it's only one man marries one woman, so it's Hatova Ametiv on a daughter, the same way it's Hatova Ametiv on a son. That's from Soloveitchik held. Tashma, Meis Avivu Yarsha, if a person's father dies and he receives a Yerusha, but Chilo Amar Baruch Dayan Emes, you have to say Baruch Dayan Emes on the death of the father, but then you have to say Hatova Ametiv on the Yerusha as well. So it says Gemara, but why Hatova Ametiv? Why not Shechianu? So Asam Nami, Dika Achi Dekayarti Badei. We must be assuming that there are brothers that are Yarshining together with you. Tashma, Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarich. That if you change wines, you don't say new bar priya gafin. Shinu makom tzarech levarich. But if you change locations of where you're drinking, then you do say a new bar priya gafin. Vam Rav Yosef Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Afal fi shomer shinu yayin ein tzarech levarich, Aval omer baruch hatov ha-metiv. When a new wine is brought to the table, you say hatov ha-metiv, even though you don't say new bar priya gafin. Why hatov ha-metiv? You're the one that's enjoying wine. Who says that there are a lot of people? No, hasam nami, dika b'nei chabur, d'shasa b'adei. You're not drinking alone. There are other people that are drinking together with you, and when there are other people drink together with you, then it's Hatova Metiv. But that's the klal of Hatova Metiv. That Hatova Metiv is always when it's not just one person that's benefiting, but it's an entire group that is benefiting. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Bana Bayis Chadash V'Kana Kelim Chadash. Oh, yeah.